Okay. Okay, Rabbi Say. Today's daf is Brachos daf Mem Vav, creeping along towards a Shabbos Parsha Zachar Siyam. And we are at the bottom of Mem He Amud Beis. We are 1, 2, 3, 4 lines up from the bottom. Gemara says, Tani Chado, we learned Atana taught the following Braisa. Ha'one Amen Achar Berchosav, if someone says Amen after his own Bracha, Harezi Meshubach, that is appropriate, that is praiseworthy. Tani Idach, and another Tanya Tana taught, Harezi Meguna, that it's disgusting, that it's inappropriate. So Lokasha, Ha B'boni Yishalayim, Ha B'shar Bracha. So the stira is resolved by simply saying that when you say Amen after your own Bracha, that's after B'nei Yerushalayim. And as you know, we do this in benching, B'nei Barachamav Yerushalayim Amen. And as Rashi points out, because we want to signify that we are splitting off between the Brachos De'araisa and the Brachos De'rabanan of benching. We're going to talk a little bit about on this daf about how the last Bracha is not De'araisa. And when you say Amen, after the first three Brachos of benching, so that kind of sets it apart to signify, hey, we just finished the Daraisa obligation, now we're going to go on to something Durabanam. Abaye Ani Le Bekala. Abaye used to say Amen out loud, loudly, Keichi Delishmu Paolim Velikmu, so that his workers would know to get up and go back to work. We know that, we said before, that the workers do not say the end, the Durabanam part of benching. So Abaye would say it out loud, would say, B'nei Baruch Mishma Amen, out loud, so they would know that it was time for them to go back to work. The Atov Ve'Ameitiv La Doraisa, because Atov Ve'Ameitiv is not Doraisa. Rav Ashi Ani Le Balechisha. Rav Ashi wouldn't say it out loud, he would say it quietly, Keheichi Delo Nizalzalu Ba'Atov Ve'Ameitiv, because he didn't want to be Mizalzel with Atov Ve'Ameitiv, right? He thought that that would be, people would belittle the last bracha. Yeah, okay, it's Derabanan and Echanami, but you still should say Amen afterwards, but you shouldn't say it out loud so as to people totally to disregard that last bracha. Okay, Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Rabbi Zeira Cholash. Rabbi Zeira got sick. Al Legabe Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo came to do Bikur Cholim. And Kibul Aleha, and he accepted upon himself, Imitvach Katina Charish Saki Avdini Yom Atavala Rabbanan. Imitvach, if he becomes healthy, Katina Charish Saki, that was the nickname for Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira was called the short guy with singed or burned thighs. Because as Gemara says, Bava Metzia, and so it's a Poland that Rabbi Zeira used to check himself, used to sit in a lit oven once, I think it's once every 30 days or so, just to check if the fires of Gehenna would be sholet, would affect him. And once, not because he was a sinner, but because there was some sort of ayin hara or something, so he got singed, he got burned a little bit. When you play with fire, you're going to get burned. So he got singed a little bit, and that became his nickname. The short guy with singed thighs, with burned legs. So if he would get healthy, Rabbi Avo said he would make a yomtif, he would make a party, make a mesiba. So sure enough, itvach, he became, he got healthy, he recovered. And avat sudas v'kula rabbanan. So Rabbi Avo made a suda in Rabbi Zera's honor. Kimata l'mishri, when it came to wash, right, with really not to wash, well, I guess to wash also, but to break bread and start the meal. Amale Rabbi Zeira l'shri l'mayr. Rabbi Avo said, "Well, Rabbi Zeira, do us the honors. Why don't you do the amotzi?" Amar le, so he said back to him, "Lo savol l'mayr l'had Rabbi Yochanan. Do not hold Rabbi Yochanan. Shita the Amar balabayas botzeya. Hey, you're the balabas. The balabayas should do the giving out of the bread. We'll see in a second why." So Sharlo, so Rabbi Avo, sure enough, he did the bread, did the hamotzi. Kimata levruche, when it came to bench, do hamotzi, amalei nivrech lanmar. So he said to Rabbi Zeira, again, hey, why don't you grace us by saying grace? No pun intended. Amalei, he said to him, la, lo savan lanmar, la, the Rahuna, do you not hold the Rahuna shita? The min bavel from bavel? The amar, who he says, botseya mevarech, the guy who does the hamotzi, he does the benching. So Rabbi Zeira got him back on both counts. V'ihu and Rabbi Avo, what did Rabbi Avo hold? Why did he ask Rabbi Zeira to do both those things? Kiman, v'ihu kiman svirli, who did Rabbi Avo hold like? Ki adam Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He held like this. Balabayis botzeya, the guy who, the balabas, does the hamotzi, v'horeach mevarech. and the guest does the benching. Balabais both say, oh, why does the Balabais do the hamotzi and the cutting and the distribution of the bread? Kadesh yifta ba'ayin yafe, so that he'll give out with ba'ayin yafe, he'll give out big pieces. A guest might be a little bit more conservative in terms of how much bread he gives to the people that are gathered at the Suda, but the Balabais, right, he's not going to be conservative, right? He's going to give out big pieces, we're not going to worry about that. Vorech mevorech, and the guest should bench, Kadesh yivarech Balabais, so that he should bless the Balabais. Well, I'll just finish the two dots, and then we'll come back to a quick question that should be fairly obvious. My mevarech, what's the bracha that you give the Baal Bais? Yiratzon shalei vosh Baal Bais, b'lam hazev, lo yikalem olam haba. Okay, and he shouldn't, etc., etc. V'Rebbe mosif ba, dvarim, and Rebbe added, v'yitzlach mor b'chol nechasav, yinu chasav, yinu chasenu, muzlakim, ukrovim la'ir, v'ayishtol zaton lo b'masei adav, lo b'masei adenu, v'ayizdakeg lo lefaneihem, lo lefaneihem, lo lefanev, lo lefaneinu, shum dvar hir achet, this is found nowadays in most benchers, right? It's a very common minhag that the oreach or if somebody will say this yiratzon after yichasrenu in the middle of the harachmas. Now the obvious question is, well, if Rabbi Avo held that the balabais does hamotzi and the guest does benching, so why did he ask Rabbi Zera to do both? But he asked Rabbi Zera to do both, and Rabbi Zera both times deflected him with shitas, right? Once with the shita Rabbi Yochanan, once with the shita Ravuna. So the Rashba, I think, and perhaps other Rishonim explain that Rabbi Zera originally felt that, what's the give and take in the Gemara? Rabbi Avo felt that Rabbi Zera was not that he wasn't the Bala Bas, but he was the Bala Simcha. Right? He had gotten healthier, so he was considered the Bala Bais. So he should bench. So he should do Hamotzi. But once Rabbi Zera declined and said, no, I'm the guest, I'm not the Bala Bas. So then Rabbi Avo was like, fine, well, if you're the guest, then you should bench. Right? So originally he asked him to do the hamotzi because he thought he was the Baal HaBas. Once Rabbi Zera declined and said, no, I'm just a guest, so then he's like, okay, fine, if you're not going to do the hamotzi, then you should do the benching. And obviously Rabbi Zera declined that as well. Okay. Vaiter. Ad heichan berkasa zimun. How far, what is considered zimun? What is this zimun thing that you need three people to do? Now, we are familiar, right, up until, Baruch HaGenesh, until the first bracha. Right, but it's actually a discussion in the Gemara that we have it right here. Rav Nachman Amar Ad Nevarich, right? Rav Nachman says what we hold that whole thing, and the whole beginning parsha. Just one second. I think that's Pshat, right? Yeah. Rav Sheshes Amar Ad Azan, right? Rav Sheshes says no, even the first bracha of benching is included in the whole Rabbi Sina Varech thing. I.e., if you bench by yourself, you start from No Delecha, you don't start from the first bracha. So, Nebe Ketanai, maybe this is a Machlokes Tanayim, the Tani Chada, because we learned in Abraisa, one Tana held, Birkas HaZimun Shnayim Rishlosha, Birkas HaMozon, sorry, Birkas HaMozon, benching is 2 and 3, V'tani Idach, Shlosha V'Arba. And the other Braisa says, no, you can have 3 and 4, meaning there are two possibilities in your scenario in terms of your benching. Right? Either you have two brachas or you have three brachas, or you have three brachas and you have four brachas. So the question is, maybe that and the Gemara explains how the machlokas lines up. Savrua the kuli alma tova mitiv la daraisa. Everybody agrees that the last bracha is not daraisa. So my love b'hakam efugi, isn't this 2, 3, 3, 4 machlokas our exact issue? Man damar shtaimu shalosh kasavar ad hazan. The guy who says that benching can either be 2 or 3 brachos. So that means that he holds that benching is up through Hazan, i.e. that when you bench by yourself, so then you're going to say 2 brachos. When you bench with Hazan, you're going to have 3. With Hazimun, you're going to have 3. Uman damar shalosh v'arba, but the guy who says that it's 3 or 4, so kasavar ad nevarich, that he holds that, no, benching is only that first extra thing until nevarich. So if you're benching by yourself, you're going to say 3. If you're going to do with Hazimun, then you're going to have an added bracha, this whole concept of rabbi sain nevarich, etc., that's going to be your 4th bracha. So the Gemara says, lo, really, no, that's not a machlokes. It doesn't line up like that. Because Rav Nachman and Mitarach the time may, Rav Sheshes Mitarach the time may, both of those mandamers can say that they hold like either one. Rav Nachman mitarets the time. Rav Nachman can explain the two brises according to his logic. Again, Rav Nachman is the one who said ad nevarich. That's just that first few back and forth, give and take. The kuli alma ad nevarich. Everybody holds that bench and zimun is until nevarich. Ma'ad damar shalosh v'arba. So the guy who holds that benching can either be 3 or 4. So shapir, that makes sense, right? If you're benching by yourself, you do 3 brachos. Right? But again, benching is 4 brachos, but the last one is the Rabbanan. So you have 3 brachas there, right? So, and if you do Zimun, so that's considered a 4th bracha, that's considered the Arba. Shaper, that works out. Uman Damar Shtaim Shalosh, but according to the guy who says it, you can sometimes have two brachos and sometimes have three. So Amalcha, he would say to you, Hacha b'perkas polim askina. And the Amar Brisa is talking about the perkas polim. The Amar Mar, Poseach be'azan, v'kolel bonei Yushalayim b'perkas ha'aretz. Because the polim would combine the second and third bracha together. So, just so they could get back to work quickly. So if they're benching with a Zimun, then you have three brachos. If you're benching by yourself, then you have two brachos. But because you combine the second and the third, and therefore you're left with two. Rav Sheshes Mitaris Latame, Rav Sheshes can explain the 2 and 3 versus 3 and 4 according to his own logic. Again, Rav Sheshes holds that Zimun is through the first bracha until Hazan. So the Kuli Alma Ad Hazan, everybody holds, like Rav Sheshes says, everybody holds that Zimun is through Hazan. Man Damar Shtaim Shalosh, according to the guy who says there's 2 or 3 brachos in benching, so Shapir, that works out, because if you're going to do Zimun, you can have 3 brachos. If you're going to do bench by yourself, so you start from no Delecha, so that's 2 brachos. Uman Damar Shalosh Arba, but according to the guy who says 3 and 4, so Ika Savar Tovei Amitiv Daraisahu, that he actually holds that the last bracha, Tovei Amitiv, is Daraisa. Right, very difficult, right? We say that that bracha is mitaken for the Harugi Beitar, but okay, fine. He holds that that last bracha is Daraisa, and therefore, if you're benching by yourself, you have 3 brachos, right? Noda, Ala Kol, meaning Bona Yerushalayim, and then the last one, Al Yechasreinu. And if you're benching with the Zimun, so then you have 4, including the first bracha at the beginning. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Teda, I'll prove to you that Tov Amitav Av Daraisa, that Tov Amitav is not Daraisa. Sharia Polim Okrim Mosa, because you see that workers don't say it. So how in the world could the workers not say something that's Daraisa? It's impossible, it doesn't make any sense. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Derav, Teda, I'll prove to you that Hatov Amitav Lav Daraisa, that Hatov Amitav is not Daraisa. Sharia Poseach Bar Baruch Ve'ein Chosim Bar Baruch. Because it starts with Baruch, but it doesn't finish. Like all the other brachos of benching. Ah, you tell me the other brachos don't really start with Baruch, right? You have no Delcha, you have Alakol, etc., etc. Well, those, as the Gemara is about to point out, are bracha smucha lechaverta, and they're considered as if they start and end with Baruch. But the last one, right, that ends Al Yechasreinu, starts with Baruch, but it doesn't end with Baruch, and therefore it's different than all the other brachos, and that proves that's the Rabbana. Get a tiny like within the Braisa. So, kol brachos, kulon, all the brachos, posech behen bebaruch, vechosein ben bebaruch. All the brachos in the world, they start and end with Baruch. Chutz mi birkas aperos, except for birkas hananin, birkas hamitzvah, and brachos hamitzvos, ubrachos mucha lechavrita, and sometimes you have a bracha that's next to each other that doesn't start with baruch, but it's considered as if it does. Ubracha achrona shev kriyashma, and also the last bracha in kriyashma starts with viyati emes viyati or veemuna, but ma'isa it's come it's has shema in between. You had brachos beforehand, so it's linked up. Yesh man sheposerach ben bebaruch vein chosim bebaruch. There are some brachos that start with baruch and don't end with it. Yesh man chosim bebaruch. And some end and don't begin. And here's the kicker, here's the point. It starts with Baruch and doesn't finish with Baruch. Apparently it's different than all the brachas in benching, and therefore it's its own bracha. Another proof. Because there's a shita that says that when you bench in the house of a mourner, lo aleinu, we don't say that bracha. Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa. Mahim omrim beis avel. What do you say? What's the text of the bracha? And benching at the end. Rav beis avel. So baruch atov amitiv. That's the standard benching bracha. Rabbi Kiva omer baruch tain emes. Right? And the only way Rabbi Kiva could possibly change the text of the nisach of a bracha in the mourner's house, obviously, if it's Dar Rabban and if it's Dar Raisa, so obviously you have to say it. Gemara asks, wait a second, Hatov Amitiv in Dayan Emes Lo? You're telling me that according to the Tanakama, you don't say Baruch Dayan Emes when you're benching in a mourner's house? So Ela Ema Af Hatov Amitiv. No, so the Tanakama meant both of them. But Lamaisa, you see that Rabbi Akiva disagrees that you have to say Baruch Dayan Emes. You can uproot the Hatov Amitiv completely according to Rabbi Akiva, and apparently, right, if he holds that you can do that, so it must be Idin Dirabanim. Marzutra Ikla Lebei Ravashi. Marzutra went to Ravashi's house, or the base manager of Ravashi. Isra Bei Milsa. And something terrible, unfortunately something bad happened, i.e. became an Avel. I'm not sure if it's talking about Marzutra or Ravashi, but one of them became an Avel. Pasachu Baruch Hatov Amitiv. Kel Emes Dayan Emes Shofei Betzedek Lo Keach B'Mishpat B'Sholid B'Olamo Asos Bo Kerzono. He called Rachav Mishpat Shar Kol Shalom V'Anachnu Amo. Go there, Pratzos B'Yisrael. Who Yigdor is appeared to Azos B'Yisrael V'Chaim. That was the text of the bracha that he said in the Beis Avel. Lehechanu Chozer. So the Gemara starts a different topic. What does that mean? Lehechanu Chozer. Where does he go back? So Rashi explains. Mishan it's tired for Zimon. Somebody comes and joins into Zimon in the middle, right? The person is, let's say he's benching, and all of a sudden someone else picks up and says, Rabbi Sain of Arich. So where do you go back to when you're benching? Tosfos doesn't like this so much, but okay, fine, that's Ayin Sham. So where does a person go back to? Let's say, take Rashi's shot. If he's interrupted with his benching, where did you go back to in Birkas Hamazon? So Rav Zvid, Mishmei de Abaye Amar, Chozer L'Roshi, goes back to the beginning, V'Rabban Amar, L'Makom Shepasak, to the place where he stopped, V'Alun Chasa, and Halacha is, like the Rabbanan, Yochid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim, and L'Makom Shepasak. Amalei Rish Kalusa Rav Sheshes. Rish Kalusa said to Rav Sheshes, Afal Gav de Rabbanan Kishisha Yasun, even though you guys are old, not old in like a negative sense, but you are venerable Talmidei Chachamim, Parzai v'tzachai suda b'kiyim yinaychu. The Persians, when it comes to meals, when it comes to eating, the minhag by sudas, so they are more b'kiyim, they have better etiquette, they are more refined than you are. Bizman shem shtei mitos, when there are two people, now again, just to clarify, back then, when they used to eat, they used to have these beds, these couches that people would recline on, and then they would bring them these little tables to eat off of. Each person would have his own bed, or couch is probably better, or sofa, or love seat, whatever it is. Each person would have his own reclining situation where he could lie down on, and each person would have his own table. Now that, as you can imagine, that makes for a little bit of some strange kind of, I guess, arrangements. Because, you know, when you're six people sitting around the table, so everybody's facing each other, it's totally fine. But if you're lying down, so there are only so many people that can be close to your head for you to carry on a conversation with. So the minhag was like this. Bisman sheish, mitos, when there are two beds, Godol Nesev Barosh, the greatest one in the room, he lies down at the front of the head. Vesheni Lola Malahe Menu, and the second guy is stationed by his head, above him, literally meaning by the top of him, by his head. As you can imagine, in like an L shape. It was Manshehim Shalosh, but when there are three of them, so you have not an L, but you have, let's say, a Chet. So God, Godol Nesev Bemtza, the great one gets the middle bar. The middle one, Sheni lo lamala heimenu, the second greatest lies down by his head. Right, so you can imagine it head to head, meaning one pillow next to one pillow. And Shlishi lo lamata heimenu, and the third guy will lie by the guy's feet. Amar lei, and he said back to him, Rav Sheshes said back to the Reish Galuso, v'chi boi yishtui v'hedya, mitar tzurutze, v'yosiv mishtai v'hedva. That's not so mechugadik. Because when the great one wants to speak to the third one, so he's going to have to sit up and talk to him. I mean, how is the second guy, how is the great one going to be able to talk to the third guy? They used to use hand signals. They used to use sign language to communicate. I think it means during the meal. I assume it didn't mean always. Right? Rashi writes, so whenever they were lying that way, so it wasn't so hard, right? The third guy, if you can imagine, he's on the right side of the ches, so he could still see the hand gestures of the biggest guy, the greatest person, who was lying across the top, and so that wouldn't be a breach of etiquette. Okay. Mayim Rishonim Eichem Atchilim, where do you start Mayim Rishonim from? If you have, you know, 10 people and you have an order of greatness, who washes first? Amalei. So Rav Sheshes said back to him in a gadol, from the greatest one. So the Gemara asks, what is it? Yeshiv gadol v'yishmo yodah v'achinotlan kula, and what, the great, biggest guy's going to wash his hands and just kind of chill there and sit there until everybody washes? I'm like, no, the altar ma'isi tava taka kame. Immediately they would bring the table to him. So that's not that the greatest one would sit there and have his hands wet and was chilling. No, they would bring the food in front of him as soon as he was done washing. Where would you start my mechonim from? So Malay mina katan. You start from the youngest one, the littlest one, the lowest in godless. The godly yasev yadav muzam was actually cool. And the Gemara asks again, and again, Rish Kalusa asks again, wait a second. And so that you mean they're going to wait, if there are 100 people there, you give my mechonim to the littlest guy, yeah, the kid who just turned bar mitzvah, rather Kittel's smallest, and Chachma and Gadlus and Minyan, etc., etc., you're going to wait until 100 people watch my Mechonim, and the biggest guy, the biggest tzaddik, is going to sit and his hands are all dirty? So I'm like, lo, lo misalki taka, mikameya dinanti, maya legabe. No, you don't take away the table from the greatest one until the water reaches him. Because in that way, he can continue eating, right? He doesn't have to finish his meal. He doesn't have to finish, right? But the youngest one, or the littlest one, he would stop eating, he would wash, and then they would slowly take the tables away until they got to the big one. But the big guy, the greatest tzaddik there, wouldn't just be sitting and waiting. He would still be eating. Okay. Amar Sheshes. Ana masnisa yadana. What we do, right? Ana, us, right? Again, Reish Galusa said that the Bavlayim are greater than them in Minag HaSuda. Sheshes said, yeah, okay, fine. But this is what we got. Ana masnisa yadana. All I know is the Mishnah. Or I guess in this case, a Tosefta. The Tanya, like we learned in Brisa, Ketzad Seder HaSeba. How do we lean when you're eating a meal? How does this work? So, Bizman Jain Shtei Mitos, one, there are two beds, Godol Mesa Barosh, Bishani Lo Lemata Mimen, Hei Menu. So they would do it a little differently by Rosh Hashas. Yeah, from this Brisa, that when you have two beds, or two Mito, two people eating together, so the greatest one would sit at the head, and the second guy would lie at his feet, not at his head, as they did in Bavel. Bizman changed shalosh mitos, and when there were three, so Godol Mesa Barosh, the greatest one takes the head. Sheni Lo Lamala, the second guy would lie down at his head. Hemenu Veshlishi Lo Lamata Hemenu, and the third guy would lie at his feet. Mayim Harishonim Matchilim Min HaGadol. Mayim Harishonim, the first washing you go, would start from the greatest one. And Mayim Achronim, what do you do with Mayim Achronim? Bizman Shehim, hey, when there are five people eating, sitting there, so matchilim min hagadol. That's what you start with, the greatest one, and then you go down the line. It was manchein meya, but let's say there are 100 people. So then matchilim min hakatan. You start with the smallest or the littlest in stature. Achimagin etzol hey, until you come to the five greatest, and then you jump. V'chozim matchilim min hagadol. You jump up and skip to the greatest one. Right. And that's the guy who benches as well. Which is the point where you stop for Mayim Achronim, right? The greatest, the guy who gets the Mayim Achronim first in the group of five, so he's also going to bench. Misaleel El Rav, this is a proof for Rav, Damar Bechia Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Kol Notel Yodav Achrona, Tchila, Hu Mizuman Lebracha. Whoever washes Mayim Achronim first, he is the guy who's making the bracha. Rav and Rabbi Chia have a yasmis who doesn't come in the Rebbe. Rav and Rabbi Chia were eating a meal with Rebbe. Amar Le Rebbe, the Rav, and Rebbe said to Rav, Ku meshi yadecha, go wash your hands. So, Chazi dekam marates. He saw that he was shaking. He was nervous. He thought, I don't know, maybe he messed up. It was embarrassing. Reish Galusa, the Rebbe says, go wash your hands. What did he do? So, Amar Le, Bar Pachti said, no, relax. Hey, buddy, Bar Pachti is a compliment. He's like, you're a covetous guy. So, Bar Pachti, relax. I am Birkas Mazona Kamalacha. He's just telling you that he wants you to check out Birkas HaMazon, and he wants you, if you're the guy who washes first, so he's the guy who benches, so you don't have to stress out. Okay, Shkoyach Rabosa, we go weiter in Shas tomorrow.